Canola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It's Chris Bryan and Austin Price getting you ready for a very unusual, I would say next 36 hours, maybe 24 to 36 hours, as we prepare for this winter storm that is moving into our area. I think there's a lot of discrepancy, though, Austin, if you were to ask many people, do you think we're going to get 2 or 3 inches down here in Pensacola? No, I really don't think so. I think that probably the majority of that, really that dusting or accumulation of snow, is going to be probably north of the 10 freeway.
Oh, yes, I would definitely imagine so, because I've known in the past, like, and being from Milton and all that, when you get closer to the J area, that's where they typically get more snow the further up north. So I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Okay, so what this means is today, in just a second here, and as a matter of fact, Pensacola Police Officer Greg Gordon will be joining us talking about the city of Pensacola, how the department is getting ready for the roads and just generally keeping our public safe. Let me just go ahead and go to Officer Gordon. Hey, Greg, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me in today.
Well, listen, we appreciate your time today, and thanks again for your service with the city police department. I know this type of activity isn't very usual. It's kind of a little bit out of the unusual realm of daily activities, getting ready for a potential winter storm, including snow. I know you guys in the department probably have had some pretty serious meetings leading up to this time right now, getting prepared for that storm.
You know, we have, and, you know, I think the last time we had something like this was 2013-ish or so. So it's been a while, and in the command staff and the city and Scandy County Command Center, they've really been talking a lot about this stuff and trying to make sure that we're safe.
Yeah, it's just because it's not many people that live in the Pensacola, Northwest Florida area is really accustomed to maneuvering, driving through snow, icing conditions. What kind of advice is the department putting out there for somebody that has to drive in this situation? And we encourage you not to, first of all. Don't go out on those roads.
Right. You know, being from Michigan, I've had the opportunity to drive in snow a few times. So hopefully I can remember those skills. But, you know, in the big scheme of things, we want people to be safe. First off, you know, all the businesses are closing. A lot of businesses are closing the schools. So basically, we're asking everyone to stay off the road. Right. And if you have to, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, you give yourself some time, you know, the distance between the vehicle in front of you, you know, just, know your brakes, know your vehicle, and, you know, and just be very cautious out there if you have to be out of this weather.
Yes, this afternoon we're talking to Pensacola Police Officer Greg Gordon. And Greg, I know this, dealing with hurricane situations and the Bay Bridge and all, when it gets to be about 43 miles per hour, they shut the darn bridge down. What are the parameters and what are you guys looking at in terms of controlling traffic if the bridge should happen to get icy?
You know, the city has put in place several plans, and, you know, along with those plans are going to be, you know, basically taking care of the roads, trying to get them, if we get ice or snow or anything, trying to get them snow or ice free, you know, to free up the traffic to hopefully so people can drive. But, you know, right now we're waiting to see exactly what happens and how we're going to respond to that.
They're calling for the snow to basically, or the icy rain and whatever you want to define it as sleet, moving into the area midday tomorrow towards the afternoon. What are you doing as a department? Are you beefing up folks out there on the road?
Yeah, so we're going to have a more police presence, increased police presence during this time, you know, on the streets. And like I said, we're asking people to stay off the streets. And our officers, they're going to be there, but they're going to be in places that are high visibility, right, where people can see them. So we're asking the same thing. We're going to try to stay off the streets as well during this time. But we are going to have that increased police presence, and we will be able to respond to calls in a timely manner. And like I said, keeping off the streets will help these officers, first the EMS and fire, get to these calls quicker and safer if these streets are clear.
You're absolutely right. And, we're talking to Pensacola Police Officer Greg Gordon. Greg, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. I know I caught you on a short fuse, but thanks for coming on with us. And thanks for that great advice sharing with my audience today.
Yes, yes. Everybody be safe and have a next. We'll see what happens in the next couple hours.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Officer Greg Gordon, Pensacola Police Department. I'm sure that they've doubled up on their long underwear. If they're doing those patrols.
Yeah, if they've been listening to us, that is one thing they've taken away for sure.
Absolutely. Well, look at me. I've got a scarf on today, yes. Top coat. Folks, it's cold outside. It's so misleading. I remember I was watching the inauguration earlier today, and yeah. President Trump was saying, boy, it was sure misleading. I looked outside. The sun was shining. Why did we cancel the parade? Then he went outside. He understood why things were kind of put on hold just simply because of the cold weather. We have the cold weather coming here as well.
Yeah, yeah. The sun was beating down, but when you're out there, especially when that wind kicks up, it gets kind of chilly. And actually, that's a good segue. With it being just past 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems. With the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at generatorsource.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some minor backups here and there on 9 Mile Road, but it looks pretty incidental for this time every afternoon. Same can be said with Highway 90, but once again, it's just little spots here and there, nothing crazy. Probably an effect of that holiday traffic we sometimes talk about. As for the weather, it's 42 degrees, low of 27 tonight. Tomorrow, of course, is... that's just the big one. High of 33, low of 20, and it's going to get as high as a 90% chance of some snowy mix. We'll call it that. And then, of course, the next day, Wednesday, still going to be very cold, but it doesn't look like we're going to be getting any more of that.
Good. 4:17, News Radio 92.3. I think that is as firmly as I can say. Good.
Yeah, happy to hear it.
Throughout the day today, I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up here. Throughout the show, 4 to 7, of course, this afternoon, we're going to be talking about closures and who's going to be closed, who's going to be open tomorrow. And there are a ton of them to go through, but we're going to kind of spread this along for you. A couple of the school situation, if you'd like to know here. Escambia County Public Schools, PSCUWF, closing on Tuesday. So there you go. You got to, as a college student, recent college student, what year did you graduate?
A couple years ago.
Okay. Did you like these type of days when they call, we can't have classes today?
Absolutely. I loved it. Yeah, you kidding me? Also, I do just want to give you a bit of a heads up that throughout this day as well, we're giving away a couple pairs of tickets. The first pair is going to be in about 10 minutes. It's going to be to Pensacola Opera's presentation of The Marriage of Figaro.
Roll that R.
Yeah, I can. I can do. Figaro. That's about all I can get you. Figaro.
Close enough.
But yeah, it's going to be on January 24th and 26th. I think last week I asked what your favorite color is. I may just do that again. But
no,
either way.
Let's make something tough.
Jeez. I'll think of something. But once again, that prompt will be coming to you in 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, my. Several music stars will be taking part. President Trump's inauguration. Fox's Michelle Paulino has the details for you.
Carrie Underwood, the Village People and Rascal Flatts are among the artists set to perform at events celebrating President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. Kid Rock led the Make America Great Again victory rally Sunday with Billy Ray Cyrus, Lee Greenwood, and the Village People. Today's swearing-in ceremony features Underwood performing America the Beautiful, and opera tenor Christopher Macchio singing the national anthem. The Liberty Ball will see the Village People join country star Jason Aldean and a surprise guest. The Commander-in-Chief Ball features Rascal Flatts and Parker McCollum, and at the Starlight Ball, Gavin DeGraw will perform. Michelle Paulino, Fox News.
All righty, 4:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we do have some more updates, obviously, on the entire inauguration process for Trump, because, of course, that's going to be a headlining story all throughout today. And we got that pair of tickets that we will be giving away. And I'll think of a prompt during the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's WaveMen'sHealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Jimmy Patronis failed us, presiding over what Trump called the worst insurance crisis in the country, while his PAC accepted millions from the insurance industry.
Patronis's campaign is even being funded by the liberal anti-Trump group Americans for Prosperity.
Like Donald Trump and Elon Musk, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm the only candidate with the outsider experience to make it happen.
I'm Gene Valentino, and I approve this message.
Republican for Congress, District 1.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-Week Challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy. So my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
The cost of healthcare is in the news. Tune in Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Today we talked quite a bit about the pending inauguration of President Trump, the farewell address by President Biden, Dave Chappelle's outstanding monologue for Saturday Night Live, the deal reached between Hamas and Israel to release the hostages in exchange for a whole lot of prisoners of war, and how is the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office preparing for the cold weather and preventing rental home scams? And you can listen to the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Just a little band from Texas. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and ZZ Top.
Yeah, I played Legs by them late last week, and it got me on a ZZ Top kick.
Hey, it's good. Good kid. Nice nice going with that one. I love that band in the 70s. Oh, I still love the band. What am I talking about? Busy afternoon coming up here in just a few minutes. I would say in 20 minutes, Chief Richard Hawthorne from the Gulf Breeze Police Department will be coming in and joining us. We're going to talk about the transition of the bridges, getting those bridges spans really underway for safety purposes and just for the weather coming up here. We're going to find out what Gulf Breeze is up to because they got two bridges to deal with. They got the Sykes side and they got the Pensacola 3 Mile Bridge side.
Right.
So they're kind of stuck in the middle with you.
Oh, I love that song, too.
So anyway, just thought about that one. So we're going to have Rich in at 4:45 this afternoon. Coming up at 5:12, Matt Coughlin from the airport. Matt's a good friend of the show. Drop it in just to kind of give us an update on flight preparations and what we'd be looking for midday tomorrow. That's when the precip is supposed to move into the air. Then Scotland Williams. You remember Scotland. She was our hurricane lady down in South Florida.
Yeah.
Covered all the hurricane stops for us.
We're having a family reunion.
Scotland's
here.
Coming in today at 5:45, Scambia County, giving us the latest on what they are doing. And they're doing a ton of stuff. I believe I got pages of stuff here. So we'll talk to Scotland Williams today at 5:45.
Alrighty, and since it's just past 4:25, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Not too much going on the roads. It's been pretty smooth sailing, just some minor congestion here and there. Of course, it being MLK Day, there's not a ton of that usual work traffic going on. As for the weather, 42 degrees, low of 27. Tomorrow, going to be that quote-unquote snowy day. High of 33, low of 20. That snowy, wintry mix going to be pretty heavy throughout the day, relatively. And then Wednesday, it's going to be back to clear skies, sunny, high of 36, low of 25.
Potentially pretty heavy.
By our standard. That is a heavy asterisk.
Okay, as we talk, gosh, we've had the wildfires to talk about in Southern California. Now we have the cold, snowy, precip, sleet, icy weather moving in here. Don't forget about Mardi Gras.
Yes.
City of New Orleans tightening its security measures ahead of the Super Bowl, February 9th. And the city's still healing from, of course, the terrorist attack that took place on New Year's Day. And Republicans' very own Governor Jeff Landry expressed his confidence in the safety measures being put in place at the city of New Orleans. So he said that President Trump, his pick for Homeland Security Secretary, needs to get into office really soon.
We are working 24/7 every day. I'm getting updates every day. We're talking about how we're hardening the city even more, looking at some of the gaps that were in place during New Year's Eve and caused us to basically fail there. We are working. We put on a sugar bowl right after successfully. Here's why. That is exactly why Kristi Noem needs to be in place as quickly as we can.
All right, just about 4:28
you
here.
You can tell he's from Louisiana.
Yeah, by that voice.
I could call him something, but I won't because everybody might take it badly.
Like offensively, yeah.
Well, it's not, though. The word is not.
Well, 4:28 here. I'll tell you something that's not offensive for darn sure, and that is a pair of tickets to Pensacola Opera's presentation of The Marriage of Figaro, January 24th and 26th. Yeah, you need to just do the pronunciation for me. Yeah, that, the marriage of that person. All right, I said I would think of a prompt, and I'm a fibber because I didn't.
Go with your gut instinct. You're good. You're on track.
I did it last week, and you
go
said
ahead.
Gut, so that got me thinking about food here. Tell me your favorite food. I was thinking about doing that last week, and I went with color. This time, tell me your favorite food.
Fish.
All right.
Fish.
Yeah. Text in.
Give me a good hit of like fried mullet.
Okay, text in to 850-437-1620. Again,
that's it.
Again, that's 850-437-1620. Text into that. Just your favorite food. It can be as simple as possible. You can just send me like taco, like just a short answer, I'm sure. First person to do that will get those pair of tickets.
Okay, Scambia County Fire Rescue, encouraging you to practice space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. Well, space heaters are often used this time of year, but a popular model is being recalled. Here's more from Dana Albinger.
Vornado's recalling certain VH2 whole room heater units. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the power cord can partially detach from the heater enclosure. That could lead to cord damage over time, posing the potential for electric shock and fire hazards. The CPSC says if you have one of these heaters, stop using it immediately and contact Vornado for a replacement. The models included in the recall are listed on the company's website. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 4:30 here, meaning we got our Fox News break coming up. But you know what? Just in case you haven't heard, I'll go ahead and give you this quick rundown. Donald Trump is now the 47th president of the United States. Just in case you've been under a rock this morning and afternoon, he was sworn in just after 11 o'clock our time. yeah, that too. Trump is just the second president in U.S. history to serve non-consecutive terms, along with Grover Cleveland. And today's swearing-in ceremony took place in the Capitol Rotunda. It was moved indoors, of course, due to those freezing temperatures in the nation's capital.
Oh, it was good. Now, due to the weather conditions, yeah, I'm going to do a snapshot here, take it closer here. ECOA offices will be closed tomorrow. Sanitation collections will be delayed by one day. You know, today, tomorrow, on so down the line.
Yeah.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump pledging to flex his executive powers not long after being sworn in as the 47th Commander-in-Chief. Fox's Ryan Schmelz is in Washington.
A series of executive orders focusing on immigration and energy, according to President Trump, just makes sense.
With these actions, we will begin the complete restoration of America.
The executive orders include declaring a national emergency on energy and the southern border.
Trump pledging to send U.S. troops to the southern border. Former President Biden telling supporters not to give up during his farewell remarks.
My dad taught me the measure of a person who heard me say it before is how quickly they get back up when they get knocked out.
Before leaving office, Biden issuing a preemptive pardon for Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th Capitol riot. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. One major threat to the crucial U.S. supply chain has been avoided with a tentative deal to keep port workers from striking across the East and Gulf Coast now in place after that deal was brokered after the start of 2025. Officials close to the agreement have told CNBC this is causing shippers to start front-loading products for the U.S. market in the weeks leading up to today, President-elect Trump's inauguration, in an effort to sidestep aggressive trade tariffs. The U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announcing over the weekend that it was launching an investigation into more than 877,000 vehicles manufactured by General Motors after receiving reports of alleged engine failure. The investigation covers certain Chevrolet, GMC, and Cadillac models from years 2019 through 2024 that are equipped with an L87 V8 engine. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's your
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Jared Goff is a good quarterback, but there's a difference in having a good QB and a great QB in the NFL. Goff had the number one overall seed, was squaring off against a rookie QB in Jaden Daniels, but it was Goff who looked like the rookie signal caller on Saturday evening, completing only 58% of his passes while tossing three interceptions and fumbling the ball once as the Lions' season shockingly came to an end, losing by 14 points to the Commanders. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress, here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas, along with fresh, conservative leadership, right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust, and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now, 4:37. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, along with ABBA. Did you ever see the movie Mamma Mia?
No, but I've heard of it.
Great movie. ABBA's music is featured in this movie.
Mm. I've always said it ABBA, really.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Call it what you want.
ABBA, ABBA. Gotcha.
You got it, man. It's kind of like, let me give you an example. If you were to say the word praline, pronounced correctly in Louisiana, they would say praline in the northern states.
That is true.
But it's perfectly acceptable. New Orleans. Some people say New Orleans. Some play New Orleans. I mean, perfectly acceptable. So there you go.
What about Orleans and Orleans? Like New Orleans, New Orleans.
It's just your preference. And it's very much the dialect of where you grew up in the city.
Oh, that's absolutely.
If you were from like the Irish Channel up Chapatulas, uptown, you would say things probably extending the Oz, like pralines, things like that. And if you were living in a condo in downtown the Central Business District and you were from like New Jersey or someplace, you would say New Orleans. Or something. Ugh. But it's okay. No, it's perfectly okay. Big game tonight. We've waited all season for this sucker.
We have.
Really have. I am not going to budge from my television. I guarantee that. Notre Dame facing Ohio State. Yes, it was a big weekend for the NFL. Now, college football wraps up the season. Tim McMaster has more.
Saquon Barkley rushed for 205 yards and two scores, and the Eagles held off a late Rams rally to win 28-22. They'll host the Commanders in next week's NFC Championship game. In the AFC, the Chiefs will host the Bills after Buffalo forced three Ravens turnovers and stopped a two-point conversion late to win 27-25. Three of the last four Bills seasons have ended with losses to the Chiefs. College football's national championship tonight in Atlanta. Traditional powers, Notre Dame and Ohio State clashing. The schools have combined for 19 national titles, but the Irish's last title was 1988. It's their first trip to the final since 2012. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Yeah, first of all, as far as the NFL, where that sits right now, very happy the Ravens lost, just as a fan. I can't go without saying that with the Steelers.
They went down swinging, though, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, Mark Andrews, he's a great tight end, typically. Just a couple of big mistakes late in the game from him.
He's dropping his life.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely is. Because a lot of people are talking like, okay, this was supposed to be a make-or-break year for both the Ravens and Bills. But as far as college football, I may have given this score prediction earlier, but I know late last week I refused to just to build some suspense that nobody cares about. But Ohio State, Notre Dame, I have Ohio State winning that game big. I think I told you that. And I've got to be in like 37-17.
It's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, you're more of a, you're more on the Notre Dame side, right?
I am more the Notre Dame side, just because the ties to the Notre Dame Cathedral in New Orleans over on Carrollton, and being Catholic, another reason there.
Right.
So I'm kind of going with the home team there, Notre Dame.
Well, and I want them to win. I definitely want them to. It's just a matter of whether I think they will, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm not sold. I will say this much, though, because I wanted to get to this when we return from break, a traffic and weather update, especially with how inclement the weather is going to be. let's see, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. That's insuredbyricky.com. Roads looking good from what I can see. Not too much going on, just some minor congestion here and there. But the weather, the big daddy, tonight's low, 27. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 33, low of 20 with that wintry mix. Chances of it hitting as high as 90% throughout your Tuesday. Obviously, winter storm warning goes throughout the entirety of the day. Then on Wednesday, winter storm is gone. Sunny, clear skies for the most part, but high of 36, low of 25.
And it's like it never happened.
Yep, it just comes and goes.
Okay, they're calling for the potential accumulation of wintry weather. Midday tomorrow, midday to 2 o'clock, that's when it'll be hitting. Now here's what I wanted to get across to you, because I did mention this to Jeremy a second ago that came in the studio, talking about staffing. If you're at a company and you have staffing and that weather's coming in, you got to get those people home before that weather starts to hit. Are you securing your business as maybe a small business owner? Are you sending your staff home early because of the weather? Just like to know. If you're a texter, you can let us know how it works out for you. But I'm telling you, it will hit between noon and 2, and then folks will be considered stuck after 2 o'clock once the precip starts to fall.
And I also want to just take this moment to give a congratulations to Kyle from Milton.
Attaboy, Kyle.
He is our winner to the Pensacola Opera tickets. And I believe he's won with us before. And, you know, I gotta give him an extra tip of the cap for this. I told you, send me your favorite food on the text line. And I said cop out. I said send me a short word, right? Just focus on winning. Right. No. He was the first one in, and he said steak and potatoes. Three words that he didn't have to say. He could have just said one. He could have just said steak, for crying out loud, and he didn't.
What a patriot.
Played the game the right way,
What a patriot. What a patriot.
Yeah, we salute you, Kyle.
Nice job. Yes. That was a nice explanation. I was sitting there listening pretty intensely to figure that one out.
Absolutely.
So nobody said fish, huh?
No. We got a lasagna. Well, we did get a sushi, if that's close enough for you.
Close enough.
Yeah. So you were...
Like a fried mullet, let me tell you.
Yeah, two very different delivery mechanisms for fish, for sure.
I could use them right now. It'd be nice.
Oh, I bet. Who can't use fish unless you're like allergic or something?
That's right.
Wanted to touch on this because this was another sports story here. Former White Sox manager Jeff Torberg, dead at the age of 83. He spent 10 seasons in the MLB as a catcher before becoming a manager, and he led the Southsiders from 1989 until 1991. He was named the AL Manager of the Year after leading the team to a 94-68 record in 1990.
Okay, let's... kind of tweak it back a second here and go back to the inauguration activities around today's very special day. President Trump says he's coming up with a plan to keep TikTok going in the U.S. Jill Nato has the story from Washington.
TikTok had actually shut down for a few hours in the U.S., but then the president-elect said he'll be issuing an executive order delaying the TikTok ban and producing a deal to protect U.S. national security. He wants the U.S. to be a partner of the Chinese-backed company. He told a Washington rally Sunday,
"There's no risk. We're not putting up any money. All we're doing is giving them the approval, without which they don't have anything."
The company said, "We will work with President Trump on a long-term solution." Congress was so concerned last spring about TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, and its ties to the Chinese government that they passed the ban on the social media giant in a bipartisan vote. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, I'd like to remind you once again, Scambia Public Schools going to be closed, all schools actually, and the district offices tomorrow ahead of Tuesday's potential wintry weather forecast. Santa Rosa District Schools following suit there and has closed all schools and district offices for not only Tuesday, but Santa Rosa will be closed on Wednesday as well. So Don't forget about that great weekend on the ice as Pensacola swept Fayetteville to win. They swept that three-game series this weekend. Another brutal matchup for the good guys. Pensacola faces Evansville Friday and Saturday. It's a two-game series, puck will drop 7:05, of course, in the Bay Center. Some other activities that you need to be aware of with the closures for tomorrow. ECAT buses and the UWF trolley will not run tomorrow. Normal bus service will resume on Wednesday. And Town of Century, the town hall's closed tomorrow. Also, the Department of Health, all Florida Department of Health offices in Escambia County, DOH Escambia, they'll be closed tomorrow as well. Offices will remain closed until further notice. And so many closures starting to take shape and place here, which is what you got to do in a situation like this, especially when the bad weather moves in here. And joining me this afternoon, Chief Richard Hawthorne from my police department, the Gulf Breeze Police Department. Hey, Chief, how you doing today?
So far this evening, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing great. And listen, thank you so much for sharing a few minutes of your time with us. Here you are, Chief. You're positioned right in the middle of the three-mile bridge, a mile and a half to you, and then you have to go to the south a little bit, and you deal with the Sykes Bridge. How does this all play out when you have an ice storm or a snowy storm coming on board?
It can be a tremendous burden, trying to deal with traffic and people wanting to get across the bridge and, depending on what the weather and the snow brings us.
Right. I know going into Gulf Breeze, you're pretty firm on that 35-mile-per-hour speed limit. But wouldn't you suggest, especially coming off that bridge, if it's in a snowy position like tomorrow's supposed to be, they knock that speed down to about 25?
That or even slower. As we know, people have a problems driving in this type of in any kind of weather, but with the snow, that no one's used to driving in that.
Right.
No one, so people need to really pay attention if they are out on the roads. We would hope that most people will be at home,
right,
staying warm, enjoying the snow, making snow angels in their yard. But being at home with the family and everything instead of out on the roads, we would, hope that everybody would be doing that. But I know there will be people out on the roads, and they just got to realize they're going to have to take extra time to get from point A to point B.
Chief Hawthorne, what will it take to shut down the bridges in terms of weather?
That will be dealing with and talking with FDOT,
mm-hmm,
also Pensacola Police Department.
Right.
Working with them. But once it just gets to a point out there that it's just not drivable, you have no traction, you're slipping and sliding, because if there is a crash out there, somebody has to respond out there, and that just puts other people in harm.
We had a chance to speak to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, and he was mentioning that his officers, first responders and all, will kind of take a more of a laid-back approach and not be so visible out there on the streets. He doesn't want to put his team out there in harm's way. Are you cutting back, or are you increasing the visual presence of officers in Gulf Breeze?
The visual will probably be there just to remind people to slow down, because, like I said, I don't want, my guys, if there's a crash, they're going to have to work it, so
right,
that means they're out in the elements and everything else. So I would rather them be safe and sound in their cars, with the heat running and everything. But sometimes people just need to see us and know that we're there to slow down.
Right.
And that's going to be our goal tomorrow, is just to get everyone to, drive at a reduced speed limit, just because of what the weather is going to be like once the snow starts, and the lack of knowledge of how to drive in that type of weather.
Hey, Gulf Breeze has had those red lights, Daniels Drive and Shoreline, I believe it is, but you've had those red lights in place for quite a while. In days like tomorrow, here's what I do, Chief. I want to tell you, I pass this on. I have a three-count rule. When I'm at a red light, for instance, especially right there in front of a Chick-fil-A, I will sit there. If the light changes and I'm the first in line, I count to three before going, because those folks will run that red light.
Oh, every day. We see it every day, and we get complaints about it every day.
Yeah.
you know, the main thing we can say is, well, we weren't there, but, you know, the person's going to have to pay something.
Absolutely.
Because we'll get them on the camera and everything like that. But, you know, the main part of tomorrow and with this is going to be just, you know, for the people driving is to pay attention, be careful, you know, stay off their phones, you know, pay attention to the roads, watch in front of them, because, you know, they just ruin everybody's day if they hit somebody else's car or something. Absolutely. Because they're, you know, not paying attention and can't stop in time.
You're so right. Hey, Chief, thanks for your time this afternoon, and please pass it along to your team just to be safe out there, and we really appreciate you.
No, I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate all the information you're getting out to the people to hopefully, you know, make tomorrow a fun, you know, like I said, a historic event if we get as much snow as they're talking, but also safe for everybody without any bad news for any families due to a car wreck.
There you go. Longtime police chief, Gulf Breeze Police Chief Richard Hawthorne, been there a while, long while. Good guy. He's one of the good guys. And and I'm going to tell you, GPPD does one heck of a great job from the bridge to the bridge and everything in between and all the way down to the old IHOP location on 98. So thanks to Chief Richard Hawthorne from the Gulf Breeze Police Department this afternoon.
All righty, 4:51 here. I'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather because we didn't get that several minutes ago. Roads are looking good. Well, first of all, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses. You can find them on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. All righty, back to what I was saying. Roads. Looking good. Weather 42 degrees, low of 27. Tomorrow going to be that potential snow day, dare I say. High of 33, low of 20. Wednesday, though, none of that wintry mix in sight, hopefully. High of 36, low of 25. Chris, before we go to break here, had a texter dropping in asking, do you know if ECUA or trash services will be running?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I had the all. Are you kidding me? Of course, ECUA is very close to me. Sanitation collection is going to be delayed by one day. I mentioned it to you going into the break. In other words, if you got a pickup for Tuesday, it's going to happen Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that will be the rollout for ECUA. Their office is closed all day tomorrow. Additionally, they have what they call the Citizens Advisory Committee. This is kind of the preview of the actual board meetings. That meeting has been scheduled for tomorrow. That has been canceled. So, yeah, thanks for the text and ECUA. They're doing just fine over there, doing a great job for everybody.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take a quick break when we return. We've got a new Pew Research Center poll that kind of conducted some questions on some teenagers, and based on what we've got.
I have a question. What was the sample base?
13 to 17.
Sample base, not their demo range. But the sample base. How many people did they question?
Oh, how many people? I have no clue.
About four, probably.
Well, either way, I'll tell you this. Based on what I know about the youth nowadays, the results that we get from this will not surprise you.
And I know, based on results in surveys like this, they never have an adequate sample base. Bottom line.
I'm taking Pew's word on this one, and you'll see why I say that.
Right.
Coming up right after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rates for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Do you remember that TV commercial? No, it wasn't a TV commercial. It was a lawsuit that McDonald's got sued for like $3 million because the coffee was too hot. Remember that years ago?
Yeah, that rings a bell, actually.
Something's on the rise here. Listen to this one now. A barbecue restaurant is now facing a lawsuit after a customer got burned. Does this sound familiar? Well, Lillian Wu has the details.
This restaurant chain ordered to shell out nearly $3 million to a woman who was burned by hot barbecue sauce from Bill Miller Barbecue. The 19-year-old who ordered breakfast tacos with barbecue sauce said the sauce was so hot when she grabbed it from the bag, she dropped it onto her leg, causing a second-degree burn. The suit says the sauce was 189 degrees that day. The restaurant chain's attorney says their policy is to serve the sauce at a minimum of 165 degrees. As required by food safety rules. A jury awarded Genesis Monita $900,000 in compensatory damages and $1.8 million in punitive damages. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
You know, I used to think that 165-degree temp was kind of firm and pretty much established. That was the mark, you know, of to hit the right amount of heat or the temperature you have to eat it, to consume the food.
Right.
I ran into some stuff I was doing the other day because I like to get these pre-made dinners. You have to heat them up, of course, you know. But it was like 145. I went, oh, my gosh, I don't remember this at all. Anyway. All right, hey, Gen Z. You're not Gen Z, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're not doing well. Not at all.
Gee, thanks.
It says just ask them.
Oh, wow.
Daria Alvinger has more on this.
Generation Z is suffering from a midlife crisis. Those born between 1997 and 2012 say they're more stressed, depressed, burned out, and isolated than their counterparts from other generations. That's what they told a MetLife study that examined the physical, social, mental, and financial well-being of Gen Z, Millennials, Generation X, and Baby Boomers. Compared to employees who were the same age in 2018, Gen Z workers reported feeling less successful, less engaged, and less happy, as well as more anxious and overwhelmed, especially when it came to money. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
All righty, 4:58. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but outside of that, there ain't much. As for the weather, 42 degrees, low of 27. Tomorrow going to be our wintry day, up to a 90% chance of some snow, wintry mix, high of 33, low of 20, and then Wednesday we'll be back to clear skies.
You got it?
Yeah. And then that was a perfectly timed drop there just for suspense.
I'll tell you that. You might have noticed today flags are raised to full staff as President Trump was sworn in for a second term to the Oval Office, putting the mourning period for Jimmy Carter on hold. Flags will return to half staff tomorrow, recognizing the death of former President Carter, and that will continue. for the next few days or so.
Mm. All righty.
Oh. If you were just wondering why the flags weren't at half staff.
Yes. And also, I had mentioned this before the break, a poll from the Pew Research Center reported that 26% of students aged 13 to 17 are turning to ChatGPT for help with homework. That's twice the amount from 2023. Students' comfort with using ChatGPT varied for different assignments, with 54% using it to research new topics. Yeah, 18% say they use it to write essays. That does not surprise me at all. Not at all.
All the computers helping kids write, type, talk, walk, do everything.
NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.